Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Need help with something. On the Tyreek Hill touchdown pass, where he clearly is taunting, he gives a peace sign at about the 8-10 yard line, right around there. By the way, he was fined for that earlier in the year. What I'm trying to figure out is if they call the taunting there, which they should have done, and by the way, I'm not in favor of these enforcement or emphasis on taunting rules to begin with. I don't think it's been an issue. Remember, I had this conversation earlier in the year, Brendan, with Ron Rivera, where, you know, I said, to be honest with you, like, you know, you got, because his answer was, well, because it's created all these fights. And we were like, what fights? Like, I mean, there was like, I forget what they even were, but it was minimal. Like, this was a problem that didn't need fixing, in my opinion. What I'm trying to figure out in looking through the rule book here, and I don't know the answer to this, is if they had called the taunting penalty before he had scored a touchdown, would the enforcement have happened from the spot of the foul? Or would it have been a post-play foul, or construed as a post-play foul, and enforced on the kickoff? I think it may have been. Haven't we seen this year or not? What was the Matt Ryan? See, the Matt Ryan taunting penalty came after the touchdown, which turned out not to be a touchdown. Upon further review, he didn't get it into the end zone. And therefore, instead of a touchdown, the 15-yard taunting penalty moved it back to the 16-yard line. And then they didn't score. By the way, that was in a game against Buffalo. See if we can find how that penalty, if it had been called, would have been enforced. Do you know what the answer to that is?
So I'm trying to look it up. So I think it gets put from the spot of the foul, but it's open for interpretation by referees, is what I'm seeing.
The spot of the foul would have been basically the 8-yard line or the 10-yard line, which would have moved it back to the 25-yard line. Now, they would have had first and 10 there, or yeah, I think. But it wouldn't have given lead. Now, they may have taken the lead anyway, but it was 33-29 at that point. That's something. I should know the answer to that, and I don't know the answer to that. So if anybody has the answer to that, I'm looking through the rule book, and it seems that it is sort of a subjective thing to enforce from the spot of the foul, but you then it's a subjective decision on where it actually happened. All right, our BetQL listener lines are open. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. I wanted to mention one other quick thing, and that is I had several of you reach out to say, Sheehan, why didn't Buffalo on those final 13 seconds, or maybe on the final play with 8 seconds, why didn't they just hold across the board, you know, on the next snap and make sure that nobody you know, caught a play to get him in field goal range, burn 5 seconds or 6 seconds, and only lose 5 yards. That's a rule. Remember, John Harbaugh did that, and that became the Ravens' rule. You can call, at that point, if it's egregious multiple fouls across the board, it's unsportsmanlike. You put the time back on the clock, and it's a 15-yard penalty. So you can't do that anymore. That's the reason why. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Your favorite part of the weekend, your biggest takeaway from the weekend, whatever you want, and follow up to what was just an amazing weekend of football. We start with Chris and Bowie. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for taking my call. I'm just going to run through all four games real quick for you. With the Tennessee game, I'm still baffled. They're down, okay? Then they basically start imposing their will on Cincinnati, run the ball 4 times, get it down to the 10-yard line, and then they drop Tannehill back and he throws a pick, which was crazy.
I think that may have been a check.
Which is crazy.
I think that may have been a check on that interception. But, yes, I mean, that was nuts. I mean, they had run Henry for 9, Henry for 3, Henry for 9, Foreman for 45. It's first and goal at the 9, and Tannehill, you know, throws what was going to be a bubble. And, you know, Hilton jumps up, deflects it. By the way, Tannehill did make a nice tackle and save of a potential touchdown. But I'm with you. They were running it right down their throat at that point, and Tannehill was the guy that was going to kill you, potentially. He already had. But go ahead. What do you got next?
And they went empty backfield at that too. So you know he was going to have to pass. I go to the second game, Green Bay. I don't want to hear Aaron Rodgers anymore about, oh, I need this, I need that. They were on the CBS or ESPN saying, well, if they didn't draft Jordan Love, the defense played lights out. All he had to do was put up 13 points, 16 points. The game is over. He didn't do anything from the first quarter on. So that game, third game, Tampa Bay. You know, the Rams, when they get the ball back with, when you were talking about Collinsworth and his crazy talk and no math, they could have kneeled the ball down and then kicked the ball and took their chances with about a minute 15 Brady.
They're going to try to make a first down in that spot. You don't want to concede to a punt and then have Brady have the ball with a minute 20 left.
Right. And me and a friend were talking about, what is Collinsworth talking about? He's going to get the ball with 2 minutes back. Two minutes left in the game.
Math, Mr. Analytics.
And in last night's game, squib kick, and the game is over because they basically get one play, do whatever they need to do. And when you're talking about the Josh Allen with, I think it was 2 minutes, actually, I think the Bills were trying, they were trying to run that game out where it would be the last possession where they won or they lost.
Yeah.
And unfortunately,
That third and six play, after he had run four or five different times, he was exhausted. He dropped back, and he immediately just checked it to Singletary. Didn't even look downfield,
right.
And it was a 7-yard loss. I thought that was going to be the play that ended up ending it for him, but they scored on the fourth and 13 after the 2-0 game. Yeah. Thanks for the call. I want to get some other calls. I appreciate the call, though, Chris and Bowie. I am going to get a kick out of anybody that tells me that, you know, because Aaron Rodgers didn't win that playoff game, nobody should be interested in Aaron Rodgers. Because I will immediately certify you as insane. Aaron Rodgers, if he's available, and it would take, you know, 3 firsts and a critical player, I am on board for that. Yes, please. Thank you. I mean, come on, man. Aaron Rodgers is one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the game. He did not play well. 10 points is not enough. 10 points is not enough in a big playoff game. You know, it isn't. And his defense played lights out, although San Francisco helped him out a little bit. And the defense actually could have caught some of the balls that were right there for pick sixes, too, and it would have been a non-factor. And the field goal kicker could have made a field goal, and the punter could have gotten a punt off. Please, if your take is going to be that Aaron Rodgers isn't worth it, you're gonna have to check yourself. Rick in North Carolina. Rick, go ahead.
Hey,
Rick, Kevin, you're on.
Yeah, great weekend of playoff football. I haven't seen that, and it's been a while. Of course, Buffalo and the Kansas City Chiefs game, great game. Anybody would be foolish to think Aaron Rodgers is washed up. But the way I looked at this game, the playoff game, I watched teams like the 49ers and Titans because, Marshall didn't – I think we were kind of close to teams like that, but you saw with Garoppolo. I mean, he plays hard, but I mean, the guy just wins. I don't know how he does it. They had great defense, though, by 49ers. With Titans, I don't know, Tannehill. You think they would be off of Tannehill and looking to go somewhere else?
I don't. I mean, that's a good football team. It's a well-coached football team. You know, you should always be thinking about upgrading when you don't have, when you don't have one of the guys. But they've got a good team, and Tannehill's played and has had some really good games. But he really cost them in this one. I mean, that last throw was a horrendous decision. A horrendous decision. The throw to A.J. Brown for the tie was an incredible throw. I also thought he made a really bad decision and read the D end incorrectly on the third and one when he kept it instead of leaving it and the D end was playing him. He made the wrong move on the read option. But go ahead. What else you got?
The thing I was going to say, man, I look at these quarterbacks. I mean, the AFC is loaded for future quarterbacks. You got Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Herbert. You even got Trevor Lawrence. I mean, it's going to be weighted on the AFC side for the next 10 or 15 years because I don't see any other quarterbacks coming in the near future that are even near these guys. I mean, they're really set on that side of the ball.
Yeah, keep in mind, Andy Reid traded up when nobody was thinking about Mahomes, and Buffalo took Allen much earlier than a lot of people thought he should have been taken. This is, this is the crapshoot that is the NFL draft when it comes to quarterbacks. So who knows? Maybe Kenny Pickett at 11 ends up being, the next Josh Allen or Mahomes.
Kenny Pickett to McLaurin. But like you said, though, just one more thing. Yeah, Ja'Marr Chase is a beast. I mean, imagine they had him and Justin Jefferson and Burrow. Maybe they could have beat some NFL teams back then. But this guy, he gets to the top speed so fast, like a Ferrari, man. This guy goes from 0 to 60 in about 2 seconds. It's incredible. But one more thing. I think what do you think about this? In Kansas City, they put so much effort and energy in this game. The Cincinnati, they could go into Kansas City and possibly steal that championship game because, when teams play this hard for that long, it just leaves something on the field. They're not as sharp as they normally would be coming to the next game. What do you think?
I think Cincinnati's got a chance. I think, like I said before these playoffs or before this weekend, I didn't think any result was going to be a shocker, and I don't think any result's going to be a shocker this weekend. I don't. Thanks for the call. By the way, I mean, in just thinking about that team, help me here, Brendan. So it was Burrow. It was Jefferson. It was Justin Jefferson. It was Ja'Marr Chase. It was Clyde Edwards-Helaire. It was the guy that got drafted recently by in the second round.
Terrence Marshall.
Who else am I missing from that offense?
Sadiq Charles.
Well, then Randy Moss's son, too.
Well, he
was Washington had, and everybody thought was going to be the rookie of the year when he was undrafted. Right? Was it Thaddeus Moss?
Yeah, Thaddeus Moss.
Is that who it was?
They also had, six guys drafted on defense, too.
My God. I mean, can you imagine lining up Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, Terrence Marshall, and having Clyde Edwards-Helaire in the backfield for you? No wonder they rolled through. They crushed Oklahoma, and then they beat Clemson in the final, right? It was Clemson. I think it was Clemson. All right, stay on hold. All of your calls, more of them. Joe, Caleb, Michael, Troy, Sam, William, Sabah. We'll get to all of you, your takeaways from this incredible, incredible weekend of football. I do want to let you know that home values here are skyrocketing. That means right now is the best time to take some cash out of your home's equity. Call Loan Pronto now. They can fast track your home refi and get you a check for 50, 60, 70 grand or more. And if you call now, Loan Pronto can even pay your closing costs. It's so easy and you walk away with a big check. Get cash out now and pay off your high interest credit cards. Imagine being credit card debt free for the new year. Or you can consolidate other loans, pay for all of your expenses, get your finances in great shape for this new year. Lots of people are getting cash out of their equity now to fix up their home with a new kitchen or a new bath. Listen, your home value is way up. You can get a new mortgage rate with an APR in the twos. Now's the time to access that equity while rates are still low. Loan Pronto's refis, by the way, can close in 2 weeks. The process is so easy. Call Loan Pronto now. Put that equity in your home to work towards financial freedom. Do it now, and you can even skip your next two house payments altogether. Call them at 571-775-1810. That's 571-775-1810. 571-775-1810. Loan Pronto is an equal housing lender. NMLS 1661781. Subject to lender approval. Not all loans apply. NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.